From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The California Department of Food and Agriculture is seeking to create a new program that will award a total of $10 million in research grants for projects that may reduce methane emissions from dairy and livestock operations. The CFDA is currently seeking public comments on its request for proposals for a new California livestock methane mitigation and research program. Details are available on the CDFA website. A new CoBank analysis suggests consumers will see smaller, higher-priced turkeys this Thanksgiving season. After grappling with staff shortages, plant closures, and supply issues, the turkey industry has now been hit with the worst highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak in U.S. history. Bird flu has led to fewer birds, but it also is impacting turkey size, with an average slaughter weight below the three-year average. The good news? Turkeys should be available. And Russia resumed participating in the Black Sea Grain Export Agreement 4 days after suspending it due to an alleged Ukraine attack on Russian ships in the Black Sea. Reuters says that brought immediate relief from pressure on food prices and eased worries over a renewed global food shortage. Russian officials want more accomplished to make sure the country can export its enormous food and fertilizer output despite Western sanctions. The export deal expires November 19th.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.